Inventory and time. The goal of inventory management is to have enough but not too much and for not too long. The question of how long inventory persists in the supply chain is critical to a business's financial performance and risk management. Acquiring and holding inventory represents a considerable investment of business resources that might have been spent on other opportunities. The length of time that inventory resides in the supply chain, before it is translated into revenue, also makes the business vulnerable to fluctuations in consumer demand or the value of the inventory. Inventory can be classified by amount, time, and purpose. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines excess inventory as follows. Any inventory in the system that exceeds the minimum amount necessary to achieve the desired throughput rate of the constraint or that exceeds the minimum amount necessary to achieve the desired due date performance. Total inventory equals productive inventory plus protective inventory plus excess inventory. Note how the last part of this definition provides three basic categories of inventory. Protective inventory is the buffer or safety stock. Productive inventory relates to the theory of constraints, but in master scheduling time fence terminology, it would be inventory that meets the requirements within the planning time fence. Excess inventory would then be any non-safety stock inventory that is produced in excess of what is needed for the requirements within the planning time fence. Note also that excess inventory that has been inactive for a defined period is called inactive inventory, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. 1. Stock designated as in excess of consumption within a defined period. 2. Stocks of items that have not been used for a defined period. This inventory falls into two groups. The first group is inventory that will never be used, and that should be scrapped or sold. The second group is inventory that is no longer used, but that could be used for repairs. This inventory might even be held due to a contractual / legal obligation to continue to hold it for a period of time after the product is last produced. Although inventory can be a drag on a business's performance, businesses often maintain higher levels of inventory than are needed to satisfy demand because of internal and external problems such as unreliable suppliers, lack of confidence in planners' forecasting ability, which may lead to supplies that are inadequate for demand and to lost sales revenue, demand characteristics that make accurate forecasting difficult, production problems, which can include interruptions in production, missed production goals, and poor quality work that requires correction or it is rejected by customers. These factors can lead to excess inventory, which can eventually become inactive inventory. To understand how inventory resides in a business's supply chain, Rushton et al., in the Handbook of Logistics and Distribution Management, recommend mapping value-added and non-value-added time in the supply chain. Value-added time reflects the investment of resources that will result in sales. During non-value-added time, inventory simply sits and waits. The timeline in Exhibit 5-5 shows the various steps involved in turning a cherry tree in a forest into a bookcase in someone's home. Exhibit 5-5, Inventory and Time. The exhibit also shows how the time inventory resides in the pipeline can accumulate at each step in the process. Value-added time includes transformation processes required to create the piece of furniture and time required to transport material. During non-value-added time, wood, partially finished wood and bookcases, and finished bookcases are returned to storage areas to await the next step in the process. This means that the full value of this process is not recaptured for 170 days. To decrease that time, businesses must find ways to shorten the cycle. This may include any of the following approaches: examining each step to find efficiencies and compress time. For example, the furniture maker may discover that with different equipment or a different process, lacquering and inspection and correction can be shortened by a day. Reducing inventory lead times and safety stock throughout the pipeline. To prevent the possibility that materials and goods might be unavailable to meet current demand, planners may order material far in advance of when it is needed or maintain levels significantly in excess of the amounts needed to support production. Just-in-time inventory practices correct these tendencies by managing supply to demand more closely at each step in the process. This requires greater visibility of inventory throughout the supply chain and more collaborative relationships between the supply chain participants, using faster transportation options. Sometimes a transit mode that costs more will generate more savings by decreasing inventory.